band. Yeah, I had a dual bander here. And Jim, you know, KURV, he was talking about he wanted to get an antenna. And I said, well, hey, I've got a dual bander over here. I'm not using it. It's by the barn. He says, you're not going to use it? I says, no. I said, if you want it, you can, you're more than welcome to it. And then I think in the next day or something, Wed says, boy, I got to get an antenna. And I thought, man, you should have said something a little sooner. I just told Jim I had a dual bender I wasn't using.
Well, I made him that dipole. But that's what I'm talking on the same exact antenna that I made him. Seems to work okay.
Well, like I say, you're very clear, very clean, nice sounding audio. And, you know, I hear nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, Jim brought me over, or I went over to his place and got a bunch of copper that he brought home from, you know, the scrap that he scraps. And I took that copper and just made a couple of antennas. I also made a J-pole that's in the closet over here. I never did put that up. But I made a J-pole, a dual-band J-pole. But I haven't ever put up. This one works so well, I haven't tried it.
Well, is the measurements on the for the dual bander you made, I mean, are they pretty much give or take the same as just your vertical that you made?
I don't remember, to be honest with you. I got it all written down here. I just don't remember what it was.